Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Eric Brandt, Director of Marketing at Chicago Street Theater. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you, John. Great to be here again.
How many? Are you a paid employee as the
director? I am, yeah. We're a not-for-profit, volunteer-driven theater. Mm-hmm. So our board is volunteer. Our artists are all volunteer. But we have three lonely staff people, mm-hmm. which are myself, Sherry Nash Brown, who is our box office manager, and then Lisa Formosa Parmigiano, who is our education director. So, right. Yeah, we operate on a very, very small scale,
yeah.
Although we do big things. So,
but I think it's really remarkable that there's a community theater group that where the board supports hiring staff
mm-hmm.
to professionalize the operation.
It does, and I think it also it creates a stability because you have the go-to employees who kind of keep things consistent across
sure.
the boards, because board members and membership and artists and directors and all those kind of things can change,
mm-hmm.
you know, from show to show even.
Right.
But we're kind of the constant
yeah.
in the organization. So.
And you came from the board though, right?
I was a member of the theater probably. I'm getting ready to log in here. I think this next season will be my 40th year
wow.
with them. I started with them when I was 17 and
oh,
in
fantastic.
High school. We were still at the Opera House
uh-huh.
and I've acted, I've directed, I've designed sets, I've made costumes, although I don't boast too much about that because, you know, they'd want me for every show. I've done a little bit of everything. And part of how I kind of came into this position was our previous marketing director had left to do something else,
mm-hmm.
and I was between jobs, and a lot of what the marketing director did as far as community relationships and knowing people and working, getting advertising for the playbills and things like that, I had done as a volunteer before we had paid employees.
Right.
So it was just kind of a natural fit.
Yeah. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Where people are it depends on how active they become as board members. And,
mm-hmm.
and in the case of your organization, it sounds like a lot of your board members.
It's a working board, yeah. I mean, there's different kind of boards you can have. You know, some organizations have money boards and some have working boards. Ours
right.
is very much a working board
yeah.
where each of the board members takes charge of a certain committee or ad hoc right. group and then kind of sees that up with the help of the staff members.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
So you have quite a bit. You always have a lot of activities.
We
going
do.
On.
We do about 8 to 9 shows every season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we keep it pretty busy. And then we also have our education program, the Children's Theater Works, they have a fall semester
mm-hmm.
That coincides with the Valpo school system. They have a spring semester that coincides with that. They do winter workshops in the area in between the
mm-hmm.
two fall and spring semesters. And then we have a huge summer program that runs June 11th through July 22nd mm-hmm. this year. So
the next show is Fool for Love.
Fool for Love, yes.
And
that is opening on May 25th, and it's going to run through June 9th.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the early plays by Sam Shepard, who
mm-hmm.
is a Pulitzer Prize winner playwright. He passed away just last year from Lou Gehrig's disease.
Mm-hmm.
We had selected this show because our theater is always likes the gritty, the kind of challenging.
Kind of the Steppenwolf of Northwest Indiana.
We've kind of gotten that reputation. I mean, we get made fun of that we say edgy all the time.
Uh-huh,
but
uh-huh.
we part of what we try to do, we try to offer an eclectic experience for our audiences and our season subscribers. But the thing that we've kind of become known for is doing those kind of challenging works
mm-hmm.
that you would expect to go see in a black box in Chicago.
Sure.
And so I guess kind of keeping that urban feel of our theater. It's very intimate. It only seats 129 people.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a theater like that, you can – educate your audiences about these more about the playwrights and things like that,
mm-hmm.
but still be bringing people in to see family shows. And then maybe if they take advantage of seeing something like Sideways Stories that we did earlier, that you know, blew the charts out. I think it, you know, we had full houses every mm-hmm. show, but then maybe mom and dad will come back and see something mm-hmm. more risky and challenging and dramatic. And so Sam Shepard's always been a favorite of ours. And I think this is one of a particular cycle that consists of Fool for Love, True West, Buried Child, Curse of the Starving Class, and Lie of the Mind. Mm-hmm. This was the one that we hadn't done yet from mm-hmm. that whole mm-hmm. cycle of plays that he had written. Good. So,
well, we have to ring off as okay. it happens, but so we don't have time to talk about summer. But there's summer theater camps.
Summer theater camps.
And Much Ado is your Shakespeare.
Shakespeare in the Park is Much Ado About Nothing, and it's going to be a huge.
Well, you can come back and talk with us again.
I'll come back.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks
thank
for being
you so
here.
Much.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.